我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
现在主，我们感谢你，因为你肯拯救我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have saved us.
在世人当中，我们不过是一个微小的罪人，你竟然对我们这么好。
In this world, we are but very tiny people, but you have been so gracious to us.
我们做千种万种，我们讲不尽的恩典。再一次向你感恩。
Lord, we have such unspeakable thankfulness that we come before you.
请你开我们的眼睛，开我们的心，一同读，一同领受，一同思想你的话。
Lord, we pray that you open our eyes and open our hearts that we may come to receive you.
我们将祷告仰望，靠来主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们今天要读的圣经是在马太福音第六章。
The passage for today is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6.
我不知道今天是 combined service, 所以没有英文的这个 PowerPoint.
I wasn't aware it was going to be a combined service, so pardon the projector only in Chinese.
马太福音第六章，我们就从第九节开始念起。
Matthew, chapter 6, we will start from verse 9.
主耶稣这样的教导我们说，你们所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Pray then in this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
今天是父亲节，我们每个人都知道了。
We all know today we celebrate Father's Day.
这个节期起源于1910年。
This tradition started in 1901.
一直到了1966年，美国才正式定下每年的六月第三个礼拜天为父亲节。
It was not until the year 1966 when the United States declared officially that the third Sunday of June be declared Father's Day.
我们实在要感谢上帝赐给我们好的父亲。
And we would like to be thankful to God for having given us good fathers here on earth.
世界上有很多好的父亲，他们的爱，他们的榜样，值得我们敬佩，值得我们学习的。
And there are indeed many fathers here.That are very exemplary to be our examples here.
我自己个人心里面觉得很遗憾的是，我不能够为我的父亲多做一件事情。
And what I regret is that I could not do any more for my father.
我觉得我们做子女的人，每一个人都应该尊敬，我们都应该孝敬我们的父亲。
And it is our responsibility to be.To honor and to be respectful of our parents.
我也感谢主让我今天可以做父亲。
And I am thankful to God also that I have become a father.
但是当我读旧约的时候啊，我发现在旧约里面有很多做父亲的人。
And when I studied the Old Testament, there are many fathers, examples of fathers.
在圣经里面呢，很奇怪的，记载这些父亲的时候非常诚实，告诉我们他们喝多，他们喝少。都有缺点。
And in the Old Testament, there are many fathers, and some of them were better than others, and some were weaker than others.
有的父亲不错。
And there are some not so bad.
但是在旧约里面也记载告诉我们，有很多做父亲的不像样。
And there are also many examples in the Old Testament of fathers that did not do so good.
后来到新约的时候，我在读圣经，我就发现新约里面讲母亲比较多，讲父亲的反而比较少。
And as I continued to study the New Testament, I noticed there were more examples of mothers in the New Testament.
在主耶稣的侍奉里面，姊妹们做母亲的扮演很大的角色。
And in the Jesus' ministry, the women actually played a great role.
后来到了保罗到各地传福音的时候，我也发现应该是姊妹们起的作用更大。
And even when Paul started his missionary journeys, the women also played an important role.
因为刚好我是做父亲的。
Yet, but I am a father.
所以我常常在想啊，我们这些做父亲的，我这个做父亲的，真的有那样伟大吗？
So I reflect often on myself as a father, how can I do better?
我想一想啊，世界上如果真的有这么多、这么多、这么多的好父亲的话，
And as I thought about the many good fathers in this world,
为什么这个世界呢还是这样的糟糕，这个世界还是这样的不好？
And why is it today that the world is still such a mess?
我们每个人开车的人要拿驾照。
And we all know that we need a driver's license to drive.
但是我们这些人做父亲的，从来没有去考过试，拿过驾照。
But as fathers, we never had to take a license.
我有时候再想一想啊，我们这些做父亲的，可能给自己 take a break 啊，原谅一下我们自己啊。我们做父亲的，实在还是从年轻的时候慢慢学，一直学到老。
Or maybe I should give myself and the fathers give themselves a break as because we are learning as we go.
我们常常在日常生活里面有很多的缺点，我们自己要学习，要学习，要学习，要改正我们很多种的缺点。
Because we admit that along the way we have many shortcomings that we need to learn and improve.
所以我常常啊，对我自己讲啊，我自己算得上是一个好的父亲吗？
So I often tell myself, am I a good father?
我的思想，我的言语，我的行为，真的可以做孩子们的榜样吗？
Is it that my thoughts, my words, and my actions are good examples for my children?
有一次发生次祸，因为有一个女孩子吃酒驾。
There was once a car accident because a girl was driving under when she was drunk.
那个父亲来到医院那边去看他的女儿。
And so the father came to the hospital to look at the daughter.
然后大大的教训了他女儿一趟。
And the father gave the daughter a big sermon.
那告诉他的女儿啊，你吓坏了你的爸爸，你知道吗？
Because she had given the father a big scare.
后来父亲呢回到家里，他说太过压力了。打开他的厨子，想拿他的酒来喝。
And so the father was such under such stress that when he got home, he opened the cupboard and wanted some liquor himself.
他发现什么呢？
And so he realized.
他发现在柜子里面那个酒啊不见了，原来是女儿喝掉了。
And he realized that the alcohol in the pantry was not there anymore because the daughter took it.
那一天，那个父亲学一个教训了。
So the father learned a lesson that.
他刚刚几分钟以前在医院里面教训他的女儿啊，不要喝酒啊，不要喝酒啊。
Because he was just teaching the daughter not to take alcohol a few minutes ago.
但是现在回到家里，打开厨子要拿酒。原来女儿先把她的酒喝掉了。
But he himself went home and was about to take alcohol himself until he realized it was no longer there.
我发现我们这些做父亲的有很多的缺点。
So I realized that as fathers, we too have many shortcomings.
所以今天我要和弟兄姊妹们一同来思想，不是地上的父亲，乃是天上的父亲。
So today I'd like to share with you and let us ponder on not an earthly father.But our heavenly Father.
我们要来想一想，原来我们有位天上的父，就像耶稣所教导我们的。
So what is it our heavenly Father like as Jesus taught us?
耶稣的教导里面怎么样讲呢？
The Lord's Prayer.
他说，主耶稣这样教导我们说，我们在天上的父。
And the Lord's Prayer says, "Our Father who art in heaven."
我们怎么样祷告呢
？So how do we pray?
我们要祷告说。愿人尊尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And we should pray that your name be hallowed, and that your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我要请问你，我们今天能够为上主做些什么呢
？So today I'd like to ask brothers and sisters, what can we do for the Lord today?
我们常常讲一句话说，把荣耀归给神。
And we often say, the glory be to God.
在翻译圣经的时候， 有的人说这个荣耀啊，你最好不要翻译成荣耀。
So there are many scholars that say the word glory should not be translated.
因为追根到底，你没有荣耀，你没有荣耀，怎么把荣耀给上帝？
Because there is no glory to attribute glory to.
基本上来讲，你我都是罪人啊。
Because you and I are all sinners.
你如果说我把荣耀给上帝，那就是说，今天你来到 Bill Gates 的面前，你告诉 Bill Gates， 我送你一百万。你都没有一百万，你送 Bill Gates 什么一百万？
It is as if you're standing in front of Bill Gates and saying, "I'll give you $1 billion," when in fact you do not have the.
我们没有荣耀啊。
We do not have the glory.
所以有一些圣经学者提醒说，你最好把荣耀翻译成赞美。
So many Bible scholars says that rather than translating the word glory, you should say
the praise.
You should say praise.
用神宣告，叫我们把赞美献给神啊！
Because we're giving God praise.
你没有荣耀，我没有荣耀，没有荣耀的人怎么把荣耀给上帝啊？
Because you and I do not possess glory, so we cannot attribute glory to God.
我这样讲的目的就是要提醒说，基本上来讲，你跟我不能为上帝做些什么。
So what I'm getting to is that you and I, we cannot do anything for God.
我们这能做什么呢？
So what is it that we can do?
我们这能像耶稣的教导说，求天父赐恩，让所有的人尊他的名为圣，让所有的人遵行他的旨意。
What we can do is, as the Lord's Prayer taught us, that we should pray that everyone would say, "Hallowed
be thy name."
Be thy name, and thy kingdom come.
意思就是说，我们今年什么都没有哦。
It is to say that we do not have anything.
我们今年只能来到上帝的面前，求那一位天父可怜我们，可怜我们，好让世界上的人都能遵行他的旨意。
But the only thing we can do is come to the Lord for His mercy.That he may have all people on earth come under him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果世界上所有的人都遵行上帝的旨意，
because if everyone in this earth indeed follows the word of God,
你想一想，世界上的人要得到多大的恩典？
Then you can only imagine how much blessing there will be.
在孟子的思想里面呢，他说最好君会臣忠。做君子的人 the king will be very gracious and 他的臣 is very loyal.
Yeah, there's a saying by the Chinese scholar Mencius that the king needs to be gracious and the scholar or the duke needs to be loyal.
最好做父亲的人慈祥，做孩子的人孝敬。
So the father has to be gracious and the children to honor the parents.
最好做哥哥的人啊，晓得怎么样爱他的弟弟，做弟弟的人晓得对哥哥恭敬。
So the older brother needs to care and love for the younger brother, and the younger brother needs to respect the older brother.
这是孟子的梦想。
This is the philosophy of 孟子。
这是孟子的想法。
And his teachings.
但是当我们真的求上帝愿他的国降临，愿他的旨意行在地上的时候，
But when we pray to the Lord to ask that His kingdom come and His will be done on earth,
那表示说不是外面的改变，是人的心已经改变了。
It does not mean our external surroundings, but rather our internal being.
不是外面的教导，是人生命深处从他的根本已经彻底得到改变。
It is not an external teachings, but rather the changing of your inner self.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father who art in heaven.
主耶稣这个祷告就提醒我们，这些做父亲的人要先靠主的能力。
The Lord is teaching us through this prayer that the fathers need to seek the will of God.
靠主的能力做什么呢？
And the strength of God.
我们自己先做一个尊他的名为圣的信徒，做一个从我们家里开始尊天父为圣。
That the fathers need themselves to be transformed so that they will be followers of God's will and doers of God's will on this earth.
耶稣教导我们说，我们在天上的父。
The Lord Jesus taught us to say, Our Father who art in heaven.
这个主祷文的内容啊，非常丰富。坦白讲啊，我今天不能一次把它都讲完。
There is such an abundance of meaning in the Lord's Prayer that we will not exhaust it today.
今天这个称呼啊，提醒我们虽然有很多软弱，很多缺点。
Although there are some weaknesses in this word today.
但是你跟我不要胆怯。不要小胆，因为天父爱我们。
But let us not be shy in calling the Father in heaven, because God is gracious.
如果我们这样不好的人都晓得爱我们的儿女。
Because even if we who are imperfect know how to love our children.
那位天上的父更是爱我们，更是要帮助我们，更是要给我们力量。
How much more the Father in heaven who is perfect that will give us our strength?
给我们什么力量
What strength will he give us?
哎呀，今天只有讲一样好了。
Let's focus on one topic today.
我们人用的饮食，主啊，天父啊，求你赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们当中会讲华语的人呢、啊，什么叫做穷
？Well, in the Chinese language, this word poor.
穷啊，有繁体字，有简体字嘛。
There is the traditional script or the simplified script.
但是简体也好，繁体也好，上面是一个洞，一个穴，一个洞。
You will see on the top portion of the character that there is this word that is depicts cave.
有钱的人是住房子。
The rich people live in houses.
没有钱人住哪里
？Where would the poor live?
没有钱的人住洞。
They live in the caves.
那个洞当然不是大洞
The caves will not be big.
那个洞是小洞
It will be small caves.
小到多少小啊
How small?
小到你的身体要弯起来弓起来进去身体弓起来进一个小山洞啊！对不起你这是穷光蛋了
So for a person to live in this cave you have to crawl and squat to get in the cave
很奇怪中国人、啊、很不喜欢蛋 Don't like egg
Oh, the Chinese people don't like eggs.
考试的时候，据说不可以吃蛋，怕吃零蛋。
Because there's a saying that when you take an exam, you should not eat an egg or a zero.
笨的人，我们叫他笨蛋。
And we call the stupid people stupid egg.
我们叫那个人 get up from here， 那个叫滚蛋。
And when you tell someone to get away, you said get out, stupid egg.
什么都完了，就完蛋。
And when there's an expression that when everything ends, you said Egg.
穷的叫什么？
穷蛋。
难道你不知道吗？那是要穷光蛋啊。
And the word egg is also attached to the word poor.
穷到多少穷？穷到发光发光发亮发亮像蛋，那个叫穷光蛋。
So when you started to glimmer, the egg starts to glimmer. That's the poor egg.
北方的房子有时候像这个，那个是一个洞。
This is a cave that has been.Turned into a shelter.
这个是穷蛋，不是穷光蛋。
So this is a poor cave.
Not so poor, but.
Not so poor.
这个更穷。
Now these are indeed very
这个更穷。这个更穷。
These are cave dwellings.
那个真的是小山洞，你要爬进去，那个才叫穷哦。
You can imagine how you get in. You have to crawl in.
在耶稣的时代，巴勒斯坦的人很穷。
In the time of Jesus, the people in the Palestine, they were very poor.
穷到什么地步呢
？To what degree?
穷到说有一个拉比啊，只有一条裤子。
One rabbi only has one garment.
所以他要上街，太太要睡觉。When he go to the market, the wife have to be sleep.
Oh, yeah.
When one... 如果太太要上街买东西，没办法，她要睡觉。为什么呢？太穷了，穷到家里只有一条裤子，所以不能两个人一起出街。
Oh, the one family has one garment, so when the wife goes to the market, the husband has to sleep because they can only wear one.
你们这些美国人敢笑，没有一点同情，奇怪啊！
I'm surprised that you find this humorous rather than sympathetic.
你知道吗？美国人也很穷啊。
Because they are also very poor American people.
2012年。美国有15%的穷人。
In the year 2012, in the United States,
15%
are living in poverty.
那表示说有46 million 4,620万的穷人住在美国。
So United States alone were 46 million people under poverty.
哎呀，世界上很多种病都可以预防。
So there are many diseases we can avoid in this world.
你如果得了肺痨病，恐怕还有人要照顾你。
Even if you have Alzheimer's, someone will take care of you.
但是你得了一种病叫做穷，啊，糟糕了，连兄弟都不敢来看你。
But if you have this disease called poverty, even your siblings desert you.
穷哦。
It's too poor.
当人穷志短啊。当人穷 ，there's not yeah, no dreams.
There's no dream when you are in that state of.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天主耶稣的祷告教导我们。
But let us turn to the Lord's Prayer.
我们今天可以举目仰望上主，可以求上上帝求每一天每一天把每一天的粮食给我们。
And we are grateful that today we can lift up our eyes and pray to the Lord for our daily bread.
我相信弟兄姊妹们心里面一定会问：我真的可以把大事小事交在神的面前吗？
Might be asking in your hearts, can you truly, or we truly ask God for little things?
真的我可以把大事小事交在神的手中吗？
Can I come to the Lord even for little things and not just big things?
犹太人对上帝非常尊敬，连称巴巴都不敢了。
And the Jewish people were so respectful of the Lord that they could not even utter the word Father.
不敢称爸爸，连名字都不敢称。
And they cannot even call out the name of the Father.
在希伯来文里面，上帝的名字是四个字母。
In the Hebrew language, the name of God are in four letters.
这个四个字母没有母音。
But the four letters, there is no vowel.
所以怎么样读他们都不知道。
So how do you pronounce this word?
他们从来不敢念。
So they are forbidden from pronouncing this word.
但是在新约里面，耶稣基督给我们一个完全不同的印象，上帝是我们的天父。
But in the New Testament, the Lord gave us a different approach, and that is God is our Father.
在新约里面最少有三次提到阿爸父。
At least three instances in the New Testament, it says Abba, Father.
阿爸是亚兰文。
Abba is an Aramaic word.
是耶稣时代耶稣讲的方言。
And that was the dialect when Jesus was growing up.
他的文字像希伯来文。
And it is a bit like Hebrew.
他们在当时候讲的话。
That was the daily spoken word.
怎么样翻译 Abba?
How do you translate Abba?
在英文里面有啊 ，Daddy.
In English, maybe Daddy.
中文没有啊。
There's not an equivalent in Chinese.
中文看见爸爸吓怕了，那里还该叫 daddy 没有，
because,
所以英文才有叫 daddy.
Because in English there is daddy and it connotes an endearing word, but there is no equivalent in Chinese.
每一个来到上帝面前的人，可以称呼天父是他的 daddy， 是肯帮助他、怜悯他的天父。
Because anyone can come to God and call daddy. Daddy is someone who can help you.
世界上有谁没有困难的？你告诉我。
Do you know of anyone who has no difficulty in this?
请你告诉我，世界上谁有没有需要的
？Do you know of anyone who has absolutely no need?
请你告诉我，世界上有谁没有难过、没有流过眼泪的
？Do you know of anyone who has never shed a tear and never been sad?
每一次当我们难过，等于是我们有需要的时候，我们向谁求告？如果不是向天上的父啊
？So whenever we have a sad situation or a need, we come to the Father for help.
我差不多每个月都要飞两三次。
Every month I have to fly about 2 to 3 times.
那一点不好玩的事情。
And it is not fun at all.
为什么不好玩
？Why?
因为坐飞机疲倦啊。
Because it's tiring to get on a plane.
不但不好玩。
Not only is it not fun.
不但疲倦。
Tiring.
坐飞机是危险的事情啊。
And it is dangerous.
所以今天早上 Rockefeller 死掉了一个人，对不对
？You heard the news that Rockefeller died.
啊，坐飞机不好玩啊。
He was in a car.
我有一次去坐飞机的时候。
I was once in a plane ride.
那是一架又老又旧的飞机。
And it was a very old aircraft.
不但又老，不但又旧。
And it was not well.
它是小飞机。
A small aircraft.
坐在我旁边的那个年轻人，哇，非常英俊。
There was a very handsome looking young man next to me.
当我们坐上飞机，飞机飞上高天的时候，
and when the aircraft lifted on air,
灰云满布，
there was a lot of
the thick clouds.
闪
电一过来， the light,
and the lightning came,
整个飞机掉下来，
and the aircraft dropped.
我一看他的脸，
and I turned to my seatmate,
不大英俊了，脸都黄了。
And he started to turn red, and he was not handsome at all.
在天上几千公尺上面，旁边有闪电，飞机掉下来，还有什么好英俊的？没有啊，只有祷告说：“天上的父啊，救我吧。”
So when you are dropping from thousands of feet from the air down, the only thing you can do is cry to the Father for help.
我们可以向天上的父求告。
We can come to the Father.
我们可以称呼他是 Daddy。
And we can come to call him Daddy.
我们不像犹太人连名字都不知道。
We do not need to be like the Jewish people who cannot even call Father.
为什么呢？因为像罗马书第八章第十五节说的，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的那是儿子的心，因此我们父叫阿爸父。
So in Romans
8:15,
it says that you have not received a spirit of slavery according to fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, for which we can cry, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心。
You haven't received the spirit of a slavery.
仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
But what we have received is a spirit of adoption as sons that we can call Abba, Father.
我们在天上的父，我们这两个字。
These words, our Father who art in heaven.
当然指的就是那些跟从耶稣的人。
It refers to those who are followers of Jesus.
我们。
We.
不是我。
Not I.
不是单数。
Not singular.
你跟我念主祷文不可以说我在，不可以，要念我们在天上的父。
It is not singular because it's not your or my Father.
但是请你注意，不是世界上所有的人都是上帝的儿女。
But not everyone in this world are children of God.
约翰福音第一章第十二节，听主说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
John chapter 1 verse 12 says, As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
每次我们读主祷文的时候，
So every time as we read the Lord's Prayer,
当我们每次念我们在天上的父，
But when every time we say our Father,
这个我们就承认说你是我的兄弟，你是我的姐妹，我们是一家的人。
Our refers that you and I are brothers and sisters, and we are one family.
天上的父最高兴的事情，就是地上的儿女学习彼此相爱，学习互相关顾。
The thing that pleases most the heavenly Father is when he sees the children loving and caring for one another.
我知道弟兄姊妹们一定会讲说，我能够爱对面那个人，但是家里这个我爱不了。
I know sometimes it feels like I can only love that one person, but not this other person.
我能够爱对面那个人，因为他住在对面，没有天天跟我住在这里。
And I can like that person living across the street because he's not living with me, and I cannot like the person living with me.
我们要感谢上帝，给我们四周围各种各样不同的人。
But we thank God that He has given us.To be surrounded by people of different personalities.
有些人你容易爱一点，真的，有些人你比较难爱一点。
And some people are more lovable, and some are not lovable.
世界上真的有一些人可爱一点，真的，世界上也有一些人不可爱一点。
Because there are some people who are easy to love, and some not so.
但是我想上帝还留我们住在地上。
But God is merciful that He let us live in this world.
要你，要我写一个功课。
He wants you and I to learn a lesson.
那就是我们学习怎么样更加有爱，更加有爱，更加有爱。
And that is how to love more one another.
二十一世纪最叫人家难过的事情不是没有钱。
In the 21st century, the thing that saddens everyone
不是没有钱。
It's not because you don't have money.
世界上有钱的人有，没有钱的人也有。
Because there are many with money and many not do not have.
但是世界上最叫人难过的，应该是一个人生活在地上，但是他不晓得什么叫做爱。
The saddest thing in this world and society today is for a person to live and not know what is love.
我曾经念过一个台湾人念写的书。
I read once a book authored by a Taiwanese person.
他的题目是“穷到什么都没有，只留下钱”。
The title was "To be poor until you have nothing but money."
穷到什么都没有。
You're so poor, you have nothing.
没有同情人家的心。
No mercy for others.
没有体贴人家的心。
No understanding for others.
没有一点退让的心。
No accommodation for others.
没有一点宽容人家、肯帮助人家的心。
No willingness to help others.
只剩下什么呢？
The only thing left.
只剩下钱。
Money.
除了钱，
aside from
什么都没有了。
This person had nothing.
就留下钱。
And money was all he had.
我绝对没有说美国很美，没有。
It's not to say that America is beautiful.
有的人说这个国家翻译起来很古怪的，国家的名字翻译起来很古怪。
The translation of this name is very strange.
人家说最贪心的是加拿大。
They said the most greedy one is Canada.
加了还要拿大的，就是加拿大。
The words says you have and you want more.
对不对？你说加拿大贪心不贪心？ So, 加了还要拿大的，就是加拿大。
This Chinese translation of Canada means you want more.
所以我不敢说美国是最美的，没有。
So I'm not going to say that America or 美国 is beautiful.
但是美国，我经历一件美的事情。
But there is one thing beautiful though.
一年的冬天呢、啊，我开着车在 Route 1。
And in winter time, I would drive down Route 1.
不能走啊。
I can't drive.
挡住大家了。
It was too congested.
我告诉旁边的，来啊，帮点忙，推到旁边去。
Because I have to ask people to help me push the car.
站在旁边的人不当不当我，他笑起来，哦，穷东南亚来的穷光蛋。
But the people, the bystanders, was just laughing at me that I'm.
那我怎么办呢、啊、
？So how do what do I?
哎，忽然有一辆车停下来。
And then one car came along.
然后拿过一个电线。
I got this electric cord.
接到我的电池。
Connected to my battery.
那辆汽车就走起来。
And I was able to get started.
那个人说 ，Go go 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 go.
And the person who helped me just told me to go.
我就 go 了，我就跳进汽车跑了。
So I hopped in the car and drove away.
所以到今天呢、啊，我还欠他一个 thank you 到今天。
So until now, I still owe that person who came to help me with a word of thanks.
原来世界上还有爱。
So there are some people who still love.
一个人有爱才有仁慈。
You need to have love to have your humanity.
一个人有爱才会懂得同情。
You have love to be able to give mercy.
一个人有爱才懂得晓得与人同悲和同喜。
You have to have love to be able to walk.
一个人明白，原来我们在天上的父母。
And that is how we will understand our Father in heaven.
我们才懂得去爱人。
So we can love others.
也我们懂得别人家爱。
And to be loved by others.
我们也懂得做一个可爱的人。
And we know how it is to be lovable.
今天是父亲节，如果我说父亲节快乐，那表示说我也祝贺我自己。
So today is Father's Day, and as I greet everyone Happy Father's Day, I greet myself.
我盼望我们每一个人。
So I hope everyone
可以做一个好的父亲。
Will be a good father.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
学习尊敬我们的父亲。
That we will learn to respect and honor our father.
也求主赐恩加力。
And may God bless us.
每次念主祷文的时候。
So every time we read the Lord's prayer.
我们学习天父赐给我们的教导。
Remember the lessons taught to us by God the Father.
每次念我们在天上的父。
So every time when we recite our Father who art in heaven,
我们就记得我们有个大家庭。
We remember we have a big family.
我们有个这么多的弟兄姐妹。
And we have so many brothers and sisters.
我爱过他们吗？
Have we extended our love to them?
我是一个可爱的人吗？
Or am I lovable?
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为你竟然容许像我们这样的人称呼你是我们的天父。
For you have allowed people like us to call you Father.
愿你的名尊为圣。
That your name be honored.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And your will be done in heaven as it will be done on earth.
你知道我们的贫穷和需要。
Lord, you know our poverty and our needs.
求你把今天的粮食赐给我们。
Lord, give us this day our daily bread.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you, Lord, for your grace.
祷告感谢。
We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord.
靠来主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢你。